Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining the story of the day. Today is a very short story, but it has a very long message, or a very big message. Once there was a Rebbe who asked one of his Hasidim to become a shochet in a certain town. A shochet is a person who slaughters, who kills kosher animals in a special kosher way, which the Torah explains to us. And if the slaughterer, if the shochet, is a person who truly has awe and of Hashem, who really respects and has even fear of Hashem, a good kind of fear, and for the Torah, and if he knows how to shecht, how to slaughter properly, it takes a long time to learn how to do it. But if he has both of these things, that he really has a proper respect and awe for Hashem and Torah, and he knows how to shecht, how to slaughter the animal correctly, then he can be a shochet. And so the Rebbe asked this particular person if he would please become a shochet in a certain town. The shochet replied to the Rebbe, I can't do it, the Rebbe, I'm afraid. What are you afraid of? The Rebbe asked him. I'm afraid that maybe I'll make a mistake and people will be eating treif meat, unkosher meat. The Rebbe replied, I would like you to do it. I would like you to go to this town and I would like you to become the shochet there. I can't, Rebbe, he repeated. I'm afraid. I'm afraid that I might make a mistake and I might say that a certain piece of meat is kosher and it's really not. Now, the truth is there's another reason why a shochet might be afraid, and that is that if the shochet spends a certain amount of money to buy the animal and then he slaughters it, and he didn't quite slaughter it exactly correctly, but he knows that he'll lose a lot of money if it's not kosher, if it's not considered kosher. His yetzer hara, his evil inclination, might convince him that, well, it's kind of kosher, or maybe there's an opinion that it's kosher, and why should you lose all this money? It's not so much money on this animal. And no one's going to ever know anyway. Everybody trusts the shochet, so no one's going to check up on you. And in this way, a person might, unfortunately, listen to their yetzer hara and say that a certain animal is kosher when it's not. So for all of these reasons, the shochet insisted that he was too afraid. He was too afraid that maybe he would say that something was kosher and it wasn't, either by accident or because the Yetzer Hara would get him to do the wrong thing. The Rebbe said to him as follows. He said, well, who then should I ask to be shochet? Someone who's not afraid? Would I rather have somebody who's not afraid that he'll make a mistake or not afraid that he will perhaps listen to his Yetzer Hara? I don't want such a person. If he's not even afraid that he might make a mistake, then he doesn't really care that much about making a mistake. He doesn't really care that much if his Yetzer Hara one time tricks him. And he doesn't really care that much if people eat, chas v'shalom, unkosher food. So the Rebbe said, you are a good person for this job. The fact that you are afraid, that's exactly what we need. We need somebody who cares so much about Hashem and Torah mitzvahs and doing things the way Hashem wants, and that people should eat truly kosher food, that's the person that we need, the person that is afraid of making a mistake. And so therefore, although usually we say that being afraid is something we don't want, you know, I don't want to be afraid of dogs, I don't want to be afraid of this or that, usually that kind of fear is not a good thing. But there is a kind of a fear that's a good thing, and that is yiras shamayim, fear of Hashem. It doesn't mean that we're afraid that Hashem's going to strike us with lightning or something like that. It means that we love Hashem so much that we're afraid of doing something wrong against Him. It's not that we're so much afraid of the punishment. It's okay if a person's afraid of the punishment, but it's not so much that. It's because we love Hashem so much, we are afraid to do something we don't want. We really, really, really don't want to do something against Him. And that's why we want to keep all the mitzvahs. We don't want to do any averos because of our love for Hashem. And so this type of fear is actually a good fear. It's not like the fear of being, I'm afraid of a dog or something like that. That's an unpleasant fear. It might help to protect us from a dangerous dog, but our fear of Hashem is much higher than that. It's a fear that's connected to our love for Hashem. And that's what we need to do more and more, to express our love for Hashem and this kind of good fear of Hashem, and do more and more Torah mitzvahs. And this will speed the coming of Mashiach, may it be immediately. Thank you for joining the story of the day.